It really stemmed from a concept that came up out of the Topeka, Kansas City area, and a YWCA down there was involved in the project as well, and it was being successfully run. And Tom thought the same thing could be done up here, and so we started having conversations being a past YWCA, and it just started to evolve. We've had fitness here at MB for years, and obviously a nice aquatics facility, and it having a downtown presence was important to the Great Life model, and so we thought, you know what, this is a win-win for everybody. Our community is going to be better because of it, and obviously our members get a greater benefit by being a part of this kind of a project. So, yeah, we were excited about it and just kind of evolved out of a conversation.
And what do they do? What do they do with your facility?
Well, you know what, at this point, there's been some remodeling. We expanded our fitness center, and that just opened up this past week. It's double the size that it was. So when you come in our facility now, a lot of what used to be a lobby area has been converted into fitness. It's been expanded. Our fitness has expanded into that area. There are a variety of new machines and opportunities for aerobics in two of the aerobic studios that we've opened up. And so just a total expansion of what fitness was here at MB as a result of Great Life coming in and taking over some space that was really not being used in the past and just making it more of a fitness arena.
Did Great Life foot the bill for all of this?
Yes, they did. This is part of their lease agreement with us, is that they would renovate the space to meet their needs. So, yes, they came in, and of course they're trying to create an image, too, so they want it to kind of look like the other facilities. And so we've had conversation. We still want it to look like MB2, so it's kind of the MB Great Life look.
Yeah, yeah. Phase one is done.
Yes.
And I understand that there is a phase two. What's going to be happening there?
You know, phase two is going to be more the locker room side of things. So all the equipment and the aerobic opportunities are here right now. We do have current locker rooms, but they need some updating as well. And so phase two is going to be focused on getting the locker rooms up to date and just matching the quality of the fitness center that we've now developed with the Great Life model. So,
is this just for women?
No. In fact, even when we were a YWCA, we've been gender neutral in our fitness and actually all of our programs for years.
Okay.
So we were a gender neutral fitness center before the Great Life situation and certainly remain gender neutral under this model as well.
If I just want to be a member of MB or still, you know, I can still take advantage of the facility, right?
Yeah, you know what, you sure can. And here's the deal. Our fitness prices used to be $30 a month. We were the most reasonably priced fitness center in town that had both water and land type of opportunities. That's the same price you get with the Great Life model as well. If you just want a fitness-only membership with a few golf things thrown in, that's the $29.99 membership, which is the same as what we had. All of our fitness programs now are Great Life, however, so you don't necessarily get just an MB membership, but you can get just a fitness-only membership and use MB as your main site if you'd like to.
Yeah, just I don't need the golf kind of.
Right,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, is this the first fitness club that Great Life has opened up, or?
You know what? We are running right alongside Baker's Crossing. I was just out there a couple weeks ago, and they are just finalizing. Their fitness piece is up and open as well.
Okay.
That looks really nice.
Yeah.
I ran out to Willow, too, and took a look at what they have. They have several pieces there, but their long-term vision out at Willow is to totally rebuild a clubhouse with a fitness center in it. But there are fitness pieces out at Willow Run right now as well. So Baker's Crossing, Willow Run, and then, of course, Sioux Empire Fitness, or what they're going to call Wood Lake again, that has always had fitness pieces in it, and that is still open as well.